We're doing the Doshot HaRan, and the Ran had been discussing Moshe's asking of God, God, I don't have the capacity to speak clearly. And God said, who gives a person the capacity to speak? And who gives the person, who makes a person mute? And the Ran had discussed being mute is the lack of capacity to speak. Why is that described as proactive, making someone mute? You could say God made him speak. What does it mean, made him mute? So he says, being that by God everything is possible, so even when a person doesn't have something, we say God made it that way. If you buy a lottery ticket and you didn't win, you say God made it that I shouldn't win. What do you mean? Because God could have made it that I'll win, and God could have made it that I shouldn't win. So even when we discuss something missing with regard to God, we say we know everything is with intent from God, and that's why with regard to God, we would say God made the person mute. It's not that the default is the baby doesn't have capacity to speak, and God makes the baby have capacity to speak. That would be true if we didn't view it as that God makes every person in a specific way. Yes?
So does that mean that God doesn't ever allow just like the natural laws that He set in place to work out to result in certain events, like every unique event?
That's what it seems to be saying, yes. That's what it seems to be saying. A person is not blind because he, you know, because his mother was doing drugs or whatever. We say that maybe his mother was doing drugs and that would naturally cause birth defects, but who said he was the one that had to be born here? You know, there are many souls up in heaven. So God chose this soul to be the one to be born with a birth defect. Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be born with the speech impediment. That's what the Ran is saying, that God had a purpose in making Moshe have a speech impediment. So this is what Hashem answered him. We're up to page Kuf Yud Beis in the Mosadar of Kuk edition and Mem Aleph in the Shalem edition. This is what God answered him. What does God tell him? Who gives man the capacity to speak? Who makes man a mute? How could you entertain the thought, Moshe, that the fact that you don't speak clearly is coincidence? Who gives man the capacity to speak? Who makes man a mute? What God was saying, so to speak, was shekmosha dibur shu kinyan la'adam moral kavana mimeni. Just like the capacity to speech is like something that God gives the human being. It's a gift from God. And that you attribute to me. You recognize I give man the capacity to speak. You have to recognize, by the same token, the fact that mutes lack the capacity to speak, that's also, that stems from my intent. I chose to make this person mute. Nothing that happens in my world, nothing that I do, happens in coincidence. Lo akinyan shebeim, lo haheder shebeim. Not the gifts that are given, nor that which is withheld. Aval hakol ra'uy sheyeh nitle bi. You have to attribute it all to me. Ki hakol bechavana gmura miiti. Because it all stems from a purpose from me. God let us know in this that it wasn't coincidence that Moshe had a speech impediment. It was with intent from God for the reason we mentioned earlier. God wanted Moshe to have a speech impediment so that no one would ever be able to say that he was a smooth talker. He was all but a smooth talker. With his speech impediment, it took patience to listen to him. No one wanted to listen to him. You can't fool people when no one wants to listen to you. And this is one of the things that God set up, as the Ran explained earlier, so that in later generations, when we look back, no one can say Moshe tricked people, he was a smooth talker. Quite the contrary. The fact that Moshe actually got the people to move is indicative of how true what he was saying was, because otherwise no one would listen. And this concept our sages explained in the Medrash Rabban Bereishis. Amru, our sages said, "Vayomer Hashem elav mi sampe." God said to Moshe, he said, who gives man the capacity to speak? So the Medrash says, what happened in this conversation? Amarlo, God said to Moshe, im en ata ish dvarim, if you're not a man of words, even though you're not a man of words, al tachush, don't worry. Halo anochi barati kol piyot shebaolam, I created all the mouths in the world. Ve'ani asiti ilem mishechafatzti, and I made whoever I desired mute. Ve'iver l'reya u'pikach l'shmiya, and I made whoever I chose blind, and whoever I chose have capacity to see, and the same thing with hearing. And if I wanted you to be a man of words, I could have done that. But I want to do a miracle with you, the Medrash says, God said to Moshe. You'll see that when you speak, you'll see that your words will be fitting. It will work. I'll be with your mouth. That's what God said to Moshe. Now go, Moshe. Don't go with your claims that you have a speech impediment. You go now. And I will be with your mouth. So that's the Medrash and Medrash Rabbah and Breishis, and this is how the Ran is explaining it. Ve'im kol ze, nonetheless, biyot kashel Moshe sheidaber el poro biyoto arel tzvatayim, being that Moshe felt uncomfortable talking to the king, being a representative of God who is with a blemish, he says, I'm going to represent God. God, I'm representing you. And I'm going to be with this blemish. That can't be that I will talk to the king this way. Natan lo Aaron l'mturgeman. So God gave him the Aaron as his interpreter. Ve'im eyot Aaron gadol mimenu v'kodem elav b'nevuah. And even though Aaron was really his big brother, and Aaron had prophecy before Moshe had prophecy, lo nitkana bo. Aaron wasn't jealous of him. V'kvar hazkiru ze rabbeinu zal, lema'ala gdola elav, and our sages mention this as a great level of Aaron's, v'shekibel alei ha'shachar, and he got wages for this. That Rabbi Lezer, that Aaron wasn't jealous of his brother is unusual. Ordinarily, when a younger brother usurps his older brother, and the older brother is told to serve the younger brother, be his interpreter, the older brother would be upset at it. Amru b'perek Rabbi Lezer de Tolin, the Talmud tells us in Shabbos, Amar Rabbi Samlai taught. You guys remember Rabbi Samlai? He's the one that told us about Tariag Mitzvos, that Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Torah is Gematria 611. So Rabbi Samlai is teaching us another thing. In the merit that Aaron, when he saw Moshe, was really happy in his heart, he merited to have the breastplate of judgment on his heart. So this needs explanation. Why is it that we attribute this as payback for Moshe's good heart in that Moshe was, for Aaron's good heart, and that Moshe was getting prophecy? Why is that more important than many other positive traits that Aaron had? Why is it Chazal say he got the breastplate because he was happy when Moshe usurped him? What about everything else Aaron had? Why are these two specifically connected? So the answer to this says the Ran, Shikvahodiyunu Rabotenu Zan Shikol Midotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah Keneged Midah. Our sages taught us that God works midah keneged midah, in exacting payback in similar circumstance. Kmo shishanini b'mishnatenu, that like the Mishnah says, v'chen l'inyan ha'tova, that the same thing goes for good. V'ratza zeh Hashem yitbarach kedei sheyitayashev inyan ha'shgacha b'lev bnei adam. Why does God do that? If a guy cheats in business to make money, so Hashem will make his money go down. If Aaron has a kind heart, so God gives him something on his heart. If the people of Sodom and Amorah, or let's take the people of Egypt. The people of Egypt would make the Jews capture wild animals, so God sent wild animals to destroy the land. The people of Egypt made the Jewish women, they prohibited them from going to mikvah, so God turned their mikvah, their Nile, into blood. Everything is midah keneged midah. Why so? Why does God do that? Is it a game? So the idea, says the Ran, is that when we see it, it helps us recognize that God is really running over the world. That God is running the world. As we find, Yisro said, the fact that God paid back the Egyptians exactly the way they paid the Jews. I was there when Paro was contemplating, how do I kill the Jews? And he decided, let me throw the babies into the Nile. And then I hear that how did Paro and all the Egyptians die? God threw the river at them. God threw the Yamsav at them. Kiba davar shel zadu, that blew away Yisro. Yisro said, wow, now I'm impressed. So when a person sees that God pays back in exacting form, So then he recognizes that God is really running the world. If God only pays us back for the good, but it's not similar to the actual good that we did, a person could say it's coincidence. It's the way of the world. But when it comes in a similar form to the good that a person actually did, then a person recognizes that it's payback, and that Hashem is paying back for the good that a person did specifically. So what do we see today? We saw that God says, I purposely made you mute. And the idea here is that God purposely made him mute to prove the point that Moshe didn't smooth talk anyone. God made a miracle that when Moshe would talk to Pharaoh, he would speak clearly. In spite of that, Moshe was uncomfortable, so God gave him Aaron as an interpreter. Aaron wasn't jealous. That great trait of not being jealous, that he had a good heart, acquired him the rights to have the breastplate as a Kohen Gadol. And this idea that God pays back in exacting form is one of the ways that we see Hashgacha. It's one of the ways that a person can recognize that God is running the world, that it's not mere coincidence, but that God is actually paying back for the good that one has done or for the bad that one has done.